What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc., where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. We are the number one recruiting firm for professional athletes. We are specializing in connecting them to higher opportunities, better opportunities all the way around. And if this is your first time with us, we're all things billion-dollar mindset, all things world-class athletic mindset. We are about winning, winning, winning. And once again, today is another good day. Welcome to Billion Dollar Athletes, guys. You know, today I really want to focus on the word different, right? It's good to be good, but it's better to be different. And I touched on this before and talked about it a little bit. But when you really, really look at who's winning in life, right? It doesn't matter in what arena, doesn't matter in what genre, it doesn't matter what they do, who they are, what color they are, their background, where they came from, it doesn't matter, right? One thing that holds true when it comes to the top echelon of successful individuals is they're different. You know, they have something different about them. Their brand is different. Their vibe is different. Not necessarily better, but different. And somehow, different becomes better. You think about in sports, you know, with the whole resurgence of the Michael Jordan era and why everybody watching The Last Dance. Michael Jordan was a great athlete, great basketball player. But more so than all of that, Michael Jordan was different. He walked different. He talked different. He performed different. He had different ideas about how he saw his brand. And all of those things played into the effect of him being a cultural icon, a global icon, because he was so great at what he did, but on top of that, he was very different. And he went about his business in a different way. Even his style was different. You know, sticking to sports, you take somebody like Allen Iverson, the same thing, right? He was a phenomenon because he was so different. You know, he was a smaller guy, but he was flashy. He had a lot of flair. And then he had the whole hip hop vibe. And the style and the cornrows and, you know, all of those things, right? You know, and then we go to business, right? You take it to business and you look at a Mark Zuckerberg or a Steve Jobs. Those guys were different, right? They had a different way about them, a different philosophy. You look at the political realm of Barack Obama was very different, right? Like he had a different swag with him, a different way and a different approach to how he did things. And so when you really boil it all down, it's very important to find your uniqueness, right? And a lot of times we have these unique things that's so valuable to the world, but we suppress them. Because we're afraid to let the world see those things. Because we're afraid if they see those things, they're not going to like those things. But the greats do just the opposite. They show their cards. They show how they're different. They show what sets them apart. Even if it's quirky, even if it's weird, they do that and it works. And it's a funny thing because While most people are trying to hide their differences, the greats are sharing their differences, the difference of opinions and ideology and just the things that they love and care about and how they articulate those things and so on and so forth, right? They're constantly showing their difference. And if you can harness that, if you can put your mind around that, and you can say, what is the very most unique thing about me, right? What makes me me? And when you tap into that, and you begin to share that, whether that's with your staff, whether that's through your brand, whether that's through your relationships, people are going to see you different. They're going to see the authenticity in it, right? It becomes clear to them that that's the real you. And I think deep down, everybody wants to be able to discover the real them and be able to share the real them. But I also think people are afraid that people won't accept who they really are, right? And I think if you look at a Michael Jordan, if he says, well, maybe the world of basketball is not going to accept a flashy young guy who, you know, walk like this and chew his gum like this and do all of these fancy moves, and maybe they're not going to accept that. So maybe I should play more, cater my game more to this person or that person. But that's not what he did. He embraced his uniqueness and he became a global icon for it, right? And it's not so much about becoming a global icon, obviously, for everybody, but it's about being more of who you are, right? Touching more people in a real, authentic way, and using that uniqueness to propel yourself further in life. You know, rather that's your brand, right? Like, if you have a company, what is the uniqueness in your brand? What is that thing that some people may think is strange or odd or whatever the word you want to use for it? But if you tap into it, it works. Because we see it over and over again. And a lot of times people are like, well, how is that person winning with that? Like, how is that person winning with that thing? Like, it's not the coolest thing in the world. It's not the funniest thing in the world. It's not the smartest thing in the world. But it's different. And they're winning with it. And so when you tap into your difference and your uniqueness, that's what you're going to win with. It's very difficult to win with something that doesn't belong to you. But your difference and your uniqueness, that's yours. That's really who you are. And that can illuminate through your brand. And you just have to have the confidence to go out and share that. If you have the confidence to go out and show your uniqueness, and people are like, oh, that's weird or that's strange, and you embrace that, the minute you embrace that and become comfortable with that, it becomes cool. Somebody's going to find it cool. Somebody's going to find it like, oh, wow, this is, I was looking for this. This is refreshing, right? People are always looking for authentic things. And if you can tap into that difference and show that uniqueness, it comes across so authentic, so transparent that people love it. It works, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, find that and tap on that, you know. I've always been different. Right. And I know I've always been different. You know, I've been a professional athlete, a collegiate athlete, played sports my entire life. But I wasn't like everybody else in the locker room. You know, I had different ideas, different ambitions and things that was driving me in ways that most people couldn't understand. And it wasn't until I started to tap into that uniqueness and that difference that I started to reap the benefits, right? And that thing started to bear fruit. And that, to me, was everything. Because tapping on that, showing that every day, made me stand out. It made people gravitate to me. It made the level of success that I was having multiply. And that's what you win with. You know, it's good to be good, but it's better to be different. I hope you guys enjoy another episode of the Billion Dollar Athletes Podcast. I appreciate you being with me. Once again, I'm Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc. And I tell you guys this all the time, losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, let's keep working.